Well, yes, Alex, we did a little research, and we wondered if there was something special about September 11th, the date itself. And we did find something kind of interesting here. On September 11th, President Bush delivered an address to Congress titled Toward a New World Order regarding the crisis in the Persian Gulf after Iraq invaded Kuwait in August.
The New World Order is a big idea.
Right. And in this speech, he said Saddam Hussein will fail while addressing Congress on the Persian Gulf. And we were just wondering if this might have, that date might have been picked as a little black eye by certain people.
Well, I want to know why we didn't go to Baghdad and take out Saddam.
Well,
I want to know why that CIA asset bin Laden is out of control. And look, I'm not making this up. Here's MSNBC. We dug it out from August 24th, 99. Bin Laden comes home to roost. The CIA ties are only the beginning of the story. At the CIA, it happens often enough to have a code name, blowback. Simply defined, this is the term that describes an agent, an operative, or an operation that has turned on its creators. Osama bin Laden, or new public enemy number one, is a personification of blowback. And the fact that he is viewed as a hero by millions of Islamic world proves again the old adage, you reap what you sow. Then they go into the evidence. This is a CIA darling whose family still builds all the bases in the Middle East. Bottom line, before we go to our guest, we did get on the line, then we'll go to John and Clayton and Cindy and Mary and everybody else. Jim in Virginia, what do you think happened here today?
In what respect?
Well, your gut level from all the evidence we brought here out on the air before this happened, predicting it, and all the evidence we've been collating, who do you think's behind this?
Oh, well, it could be Hussein, but the people that probably had most of the money and could have pulled it off would be probably Iran.
Yeah, but who stands to gain from this?
That is something we're asking ourselves here, and we really have to
look at it. Okay, I'll tell you who stands to gain from it.
Well, the New World Order.
Washington, the markets were already imploding on Friday and Monday. They were already talking about suspending trading. But even more than Washington, there is a fissure in the New World Order reported by our scholars. Dr. Coleman, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Monteith, General Parton. We're talking about the EU, and what are they doing right now? Rolling out the EU currency, delivering it to stores and banks, not just in Europe, but Western Europe, Middle East, Asia, and Africa as the world reserve currency, partially gold-backed. And then the financial center, the financial brain of the United States financial empire is imploded. World leaders met earlier this year in Switzerland there, at Davos, to announce the birth of the EU as the power and saying that they were going to turn the light switch off on the U.S. economy. And Germany runs the EU. So we're watching the destruction, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who did it. Was it bin Laden acting alone? 20% chance. Was it this government? 30% chance. Was it the EU and their operatives and hired psychopaths or mind control subjects? 50% chance. Now, that's my analysis, and frankly, I've never been wrong. I wish I was wrong every day.